We've got the quarterback, ladies and gentlemen, Tyler Jones joining us right here on KTSW.
The man himself, head coach Dennis Francione.
Tater Black's in the house, former Bobcat, currently a pitcher in the Colorado Rockies organization.
So we're here with Jordan Brown, senior midfielder.
Now please be joined by assistant head coach for the Bobcats, Cat Osman.
We are now joined by Colby Targan.
Courtney Coroy.
Bryce Dunning.
David Mayo.
And Money Gang.
This is Paul Goldschmidt. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.
And welcome to the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. A little bit of change for you today. Of course, Jason Harris always here. Dee Garcia with me in the house as well. But Miracle Robinson not here today. She's been put on the DL, just the 7-day DL, though. So she'll be back next week.
It's not retroactive?
No, it's not retroactive. She will, well, maybe. We'll see. But we do wish her all the best. Hope she feels a little bit better later on. She'll be back next Friday. But it is the Friday edition of Bobcat Radio. We're going to get you through it, ladies and gentlemen. There's a lot of stuff going on. I feel like we were saying the same thing last week.
We'll try and pick up the slack for Miracle.
She does carry the show. I'm actually not making that part of it.
We actually got to work today?
We do. I had to put some extra notes in here. But it is Bobcat Radio, ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank you for tuning in the Friday edition. We're going to get you going into the weekend. Whole lot of stuff going on we've got to go over today. A lot of news in track and field. A lot of news in golf. Got some stuff going on. Of course, we've got baseball, basketball coming towards the end of the season as well. And then, of course, in the second half of the show, we're going to talk some NBA. We're going to talk some NFL. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Big trades going on in
this
the
morning.
NFL. This morning, breaking news. We will have breaking news for you here, ladies and gentlemen. Not sure if you're an actual fan of the team, but the player is big enough. We've got to mention it.
There's not a lot of fans of this team.
Yeah,
there shouldn't be, at least.
There probably shouldn't. Ugh. I know I'm not. They're in my team's division, so I'm just not allowed to like them whatsoever. Not that I would or anything.
Does it make a difference in the division?
Absolutely not. Other than the fact that
that team's still missing a very important need.
Yeah, absolutely. There'll be the yelling matches on the sideline. I think are going to be fantastic. But other than that, I'm not really
a lot of, like they say, alpha males in that.
Yeah,
team now.
No doubt about it. And then, of course, we'll round out with a little just some here and there stories I wanted to bring up for you. But since we do have so much stuff going on in Texas State sports, we're going to go ahead and dive right in. Actually, before we do, I want to let you know you can get us up on Twitter if you've got any questions, comments, concerns, at KTSW Sports, or you can call us right here in the studio at 512-245-FIRE. That's 512-245-3473. Dean, let's go ahead and jump right into it, man. Normally, we ask each other how our week went. I assume your week went pretty well.
It's Friday. It always went well.
Always good on Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. First off, we want to give a big shout-out to Tyler Saunders, Texas State golf player. Was named the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week. Go ahead and tally another one up. I feel like we need like a chalkboard or something that we can just mark down the tallies of all the Sun Belt.
I don't think there's enough room.
We could do like two walls or something like that, or take
just
these...
keep, just keep wrapping it around.
The sticky notes, maybe we could take those down and we start putting those up for each time we get a Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week and write the name on there.
I think there is a lot, and so it might be secretly like...
That's how we're telling it. I like that. I like that a lot. But Tyler Saunders did have back-to-back top two finishes in his last two tournaments, and so, of course, qualifying him for the Sun Belt Conference Player of the Week. Big congratulations to Tyler Saunders, and good luck to the golf team as they continue their season so far. Did want to give a quick mention to the Texas State women's soccer team. Got an 8x8 versus 8 tournament going on this weekend. You can check them out. Playing Texas A&M, Texas A&M Corpus Christi, and Dallas Baptist, all coming to San Marcos to play in the Bobcat Soccer Complex. So if you need your soccer fill, if you're not getting enough from the Champions League or from the MLS that has just gotten kicked off, go on out there, check them out, support those girls. Last season was a phenomenal season, and this season I don't expect anything different from Coach Kat Connor and her squad. So good way to get warmed up before they go back into action next semester.
Do the early enrollees, if there is any, get to play in this game?
I'm not sure. I'd have to check the NCAA regulations. I'm sure they'll be there, no doubt about it, just kind of get a feel for it. I don't know if they actually get to play in this. Maybe because it's an 8 versus 8 and not an actual...
I'm pretty sure it's not like a sanctioned thing,
right.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly. It's just kind of, I think, teams wanting to play each other and kind of, you know, getting the crowd back into it. So I'd love to see, you know, some of those young girls. I think it'd be fantastic for them to get out there on the field and kind of get up to speed. You know, they always say the transition from high school to college is just the speed factor in whatever.
Well, that's why I like football.
Doing.
They like to have the early enrollees come in for spring ball, just to see what the speed is a little bit like.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, good luck to them. Go check them out this weekend at the Bobcats Soccer Complex. Well, I feel like we're mentioning this every single week, and honestly we do, but the Texas State track and field team is back in the news once again, and it is no surprise that head coach Dana Boone has been named the Sun Belt Women's Conference Track and Field Coach of the Year. I cannot think of any, you know, I'm not knocking any of the coaches on campus. I love all our coaches for all our sports, but I cannot think of another coach more deserving to be named a coach of the year than head coach Dana Boone. All she's done for this track and field team, where she's gotten them, and I'll list them off here in just a little bit. But a big congratulations to her. Again, we spoke to her last week on the show. If you missed it, you can go back out and go back in the blog and check that out. Go out to ktsw.net. We've got a link for our blog on there, and you'll be able to check out, you know, some of the questions, comments, and things like that, basically going over the indoor track and field championships.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just looking at the thing right now, and just like, you know, the all-conference team and like where they finished at, and it's just like 10 first place,
yeah.
5 second place, and another 5 third place. It was like
20 different Bobcats.
Yeah, where did, like, were those Bobcats the only one competing?
I feel like in order to name the, again, 20 Bobcats named to the Sun Belt All-Conference team, be it first, second, or third team, I feel like they just took our roster, kind of copied and pasted it over into their press release because
like, we'll
20
take,
Bobcats.
We'll take, like, this person, this person, this person. It was like our website was the only one working, and, like, they couldn't find anyone else.
Well, we're that good. There's no need to put anybody else on that team there. Did want to single out Allie Saunders being named the Sun Belt Conference Women's Most Outstanding Field Performer. She, of course, doing triple jump and long jump as well. And, hey, because of it, she's going to Nationals, ladies and gentlemen. As a junior, Allie Saunders going as a jumper, but two other Bobcats joining her there as well. Aaron George, who is just a sophomore, a sprinter, and a jumper as well. And then, of course, senior Darian Brown, a thrower, will be going to Nationals.
Again.
Got to go defend that title there. Not that he won, but the title of going to Nationals. They will be on March 13th and 14th. You can catch them on ESPN. I encourage you to tune in, cheer on our Bobcats, and I'm expecting a pretty good showing from us. From this.
These are the indoors, right? So they still have the outdoor.
Yeah, absolutely. Those are still coming up. We've got those championships coming up a little bit later. I expect to send some more to Nationals as well. Maybe even more Bobcats this time. You know, Taylor Kelly or somebody can get it going.
Isn't like two different awards too? Like, so couldn't like Coach Boone win Sun Belt
and
Coach of the Year in outdoor?
I'm pretty sure she's going to as well because she's just phenomenal. She really is. She's that good.
I was reading it like last night, and I think she won 3 of those in 1 year, like in the WAC. Like she won like I think like 1 indoor and 2 outdoor.
To me, that deserves a different award. Like they need to make just the Coach Boone Award given to Coach Dana Boone, and then maybe along.
Does she give it to herself like the Tiger Woods thing? Like when he wins his own tournament,
she brings it up, she announces, and then like she walks off stage and then walks back on like and gives and takes the award from him. So again, congratulations to all those Bobcats who garnered those awards. Big congratulations to Aaron George, Darian Brown, and Allie Saunders who are all going to Nationals to represent Texas State, and of course head coach Dana Boone. For winning the Sun Belt Conference Women's Track and Field Coach of the Year. Man, that's a lot of information. We're already at our first break here, Dean. Time's just flying.
You can breathe.
I guess a little bit, yeah. But before we do, Dean's got a little bit of something for you.
Well, I usually don't take these because I'm usually not studying.
I got faith in you. That's where you're going with it.
But we're talking about study break. It's Sunday from 8 to 9 p.m. So if you're doing your last minute cramming sessions, you know, for that Monday test.
I tend to do a lot of those.
I might tune in because I got a test Monday. But it's a talk show that puts the college back in college radio, hosted by Malik Mingo. This is what you want to hear when you need a break from all that studying. So, you know, all the little bit of studying that I do.
Yeah. Like, I need breaks after like 10, 15 minutes. I'm not gonna
study for five. That's like one for me, one for you. It's like study for five, take five off.
I like it.
But they talk about games, interactive segments, and interviews from fellow students. So you can find more info at ktsw.net. So look into it.
All right, guys. Keep it here. When we come back, we're going to be talking Texas State basketball, recapping the games that were last night, then baseball and softball as well. You're listening to Bobcat Radio on KTSW San Marcos.